Savvy Women Wealth Management is an SEC-registered investment advisor, offering advisory services to clients who have engaged us in jurisdictions where we are properly licensed or exempt from licensure.
Happy New Year and welcome to today's Savvy Woman Show. I'm Certified Financial Planner Catherine Magana of Savvy Woman Wealth Management, and I'm here with my partner Steve Wolf, where our purpose is to entertain, enlighten, educate, and energize women into being knowledgeable investors. And guys, we know a lot of you are listening and we absolutely love it.
As regular listeners to our show know, most every week we interview authors and women's advocates, female entrepreneurs, estate planning attorneys, economists, etc. Well, today we have a guest joining our Savvy Women radio show with a little different topic, and that's the topic of fitness. Rachel Robertson is the owner of Energy Within Pilates in Encinitas, and she's going to talk with us about Pilates as we bring in the new year. And I know that after consuming 8 zillion calories over the past week or so, many people have a few New Year's resolutions about health and getting into shape. My wife was just talking to a woman who works at 24-Hour Fitness, and she said that January 1st is the busiest day of the year for the health club. So that was just a few days ago. Of course, I also just read that 45% of people in this country make New Year's resolutions, but only 6% of those who do actually follow through on them. At any rate, we'll be talking to Rachel in a few minutes.
You know, it's interesting. One of my New Year's goals is to eat better and to exercise more. So I'm really looking forward to today's interview with Rachel.
Well, that puts you as one of the top 45%, but what about that 6%?
I don't know. We'll have to see if I can actually follow through.
Yeah, hopefully you'll be able to shake this cold or whatever you've had for the last 2 months.
I know, it's been horrible, but anyways, here I am. Okay, later in the show, once again, we'll be giving away a $50 gift certificate to the Vigalucci restaurant of your choice. So take down this number, 760-692-5700. That's the Savvy Woman hotline number. Later in the show, we'll let you know when you can call in to win. And again, you'll want to call the Savvy Woman hotline number at 760-692-5700 in order to win.
And you know, Vigalucci's has a lot of nice restaurants around here. I don't know, what do they have, about 7 or 8 of them now?
Oh yeah, they have several. And Carl's, but one of my favorite ones is the one overlooking the water and
Down on 101 in Carlsbad?
And Tamarack.
Yeah, I think that's their steakhouse.
Yeah, so that's one of my favorites.
All right, well, 760-692-5700 later in the show.
So we're really happy today. We have Rachel Robertson with us. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we thought we'd take a few minutes. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about your background and perhaps how you ended up with your business.
I was basically uncomfortable in my body. I was in massage school. I had been teaching fitness classes for 10 years, step classes, and I had a neck problem and uncomfortable in my back, and I was referred to Pilates, and I've just been a Pilates person ever since.
Well, for those people who don't really know what Pilates is, because I've never been to a Pilates class or a session or anything like that, so I'm probably one of those who has an idea of what it is but don't really know. Could you explain, you know, what exactly is Pilates?
Well, it's a form of exercises. It was created by a man named Joseph Pilates. He was over in Europe before World War I and ended up being in an internment camp. And he probably was the very first physical therapist, because what he did was he was working in a medical facility, and he was helping rehab the soldiers that had been injured and came back. So once, you know, World War I was over, he ended up coming to the United States, and he started a Pilates studio in New York City. And he ended up working with, like, the New York City Ballet. And what he would do, he'd do rehab on them, because, as you know, ballet is actually pretty hard on the body. So
it's also tough on your toes.
It is very tough on your toes. Yes, it is.
I had to get rid of my shoes.
Mm-hmm. But it's basically about building your core, getting strong so that you can, you know, support the movement within your body.
So what's interesting, one of our partners, Cliff Wheezy, is actually a client of yours, and it's amazing in the last few years, I mean, how much he's evolved and developed, and just health-wise. I mean, he was in really good shape, and I know he mentioned the Pilates was a big part of helping him kind of recover. And so, you know, maybe tell us a little bit about some people you help and how you do that.
I actually work with a lot of people that have problems. They've either had operations, hip replacements, knee replacements. They've had back problems. I tend to work with a little bit older clientele these days because a lot of what people are doing and have done up to this point in time in their life isn't working. They're ending up with pain, discomfort. So I help them become strong so that they can create movement or do the sports that they want so that they are without any pain.
So what do you mean you help them become strong? What do you do, weightlifting, or what do you do?
Well, it's not you want resistance. You don't want to you want the resistance to create the movement so that your muscles can pull on the bones, because that'll help strengthen your bones. But it's also about how do you hold your bones. In my mind, I think about Pilates as being, it's about where are your bones? How do you support your bones? How do the muscles support the bones and hold you where you're supposed to be? You want your spine, like your skeleton, to be as close to neutral as possible, because that's where you're going to have the least amount of discomfort.
Well, I know I get a lot of resistance to some of my stock picking ideas. Is that the same thing?
Very close.
So I guess part of it, too, I was looking kind of at your site and, you know, a lot of it also mind and body. I think maybe if you want to touch on that a little bit and how those tie into with maybe Pilates and exercising.
I'm sorry.
So, for example, you know, obviously it's not only just exercising, but, you know, perhaps maybe having that mind frame or mindset of what you need to be doing, or
it's about being aware of how you're moving.
Yeah,
it's a lot of people just mindlessly move. They don't really think about how they're getting to the end point. They just kind of get there, and you can do it. I watch people run sometimes, and it looks really painful to me. Some people run and they're smooth. It looks like they're a natural runner, and then you'll see somebody that's running and they're rolling their right shoulder up and over, or one of their feet are turned out, or you can see how they're rolling their knees in. So in my mind, I think, boy, in a few years, that person is going to have problems, mm-hmm. because they're going to kind of grind in that unaligned movement that they have. So when you align the bones and you move through the center of the joints, then you have less problems in the future, because you're not ruining your joints, if that makes sense.
You know, you talk about people who have these problems. It seems to me that a lot of the people who are doing things like marathons and they're almost overtraining, running and running and running and doing other things, they seem to be prime candidates for bad knees, bad hips, bad back. Am I right about that?
You're very correct. It used to be a lot of the hip replacements, knee replacements was for the older population. We're, let's say, somewhere around 70. Now it's very common to have that for someone that's in their 40s.
By the way, I'm glad you use 70 as old.
Okay. Well, it's like when I was in high school, way back when, right? You hardly heard about anybody having, you know, back surgery or knee problems or going to the physical therapist. Now it's very, very common. I mean, even our young children are, from the time they're young, they're in these club teams and sports, and they're actually starting very young to create problems in their knees and their backs.
Well, don't you think that's maybe a cultural shift? I mean, I had never really heard of Pilates before a few years ago.
It is a cultural shift. You know, it's like we don't want our children sitting around doing nothing. I mean, so many people have become overweight over the last, you know, what, 30 years, and our lives are different. We sit more at a desk, you know, more so than ever before. People don't seem to be outside as much. I mean, here in Southern California, you hardly... I mean, I just don't really ever see overweight people here. But my understanding is that, and plus I've seen it myself, when you go to different parts of the country, there's an awful lot of overweight people. I mean, you hear about the percentage of obesity. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's pretty high. People that are overweight, and you just need to get out and you need to move. But our lives aren't like that as much anymore. I mean, how many people are actually out there taking care of their own yards or working on their houses? I mean, as we've become more affluent as a nation, I believe that we have... You know, we've just kind of slowed down more and more.
So we're listening to Rachel Robertson on the Savvy Women Show with Catherine Magana and me, Steve Wolf. And you had told us prior to coming on the air today that when you were younger, you had all sorts of broken bones and all sorts of maladies. What happened? How did that come about? And how did that get you to be interested in what you're doing now?
Oh, gee, when I was like probably four, I fell out of bed, broke my collarbone, fell out of a tree when I was like seven. I was a huge tomboy. And I don't know, I broke my collarbone one more time by the time I was like 12. So that's three times. And then when I was in my early 20s, I think right around, I think it was 21, I was at a rock quarry on the East Coast because I grew up on the East Coast. And I jumped off this little wall into the rock quarry. And what I did was I sliced the tendons to two toes on my right foot. So, of course, they had to cut my leg open, pull the tendons down, put it together. And then I ended up in a non-walking cast for probably 16 weeks.
I hate when that happens.
Well, then 2 years later, I was rock climbing and I was in kind of a – actually, I was bouldering on a rock that was very – it was coming apart. So I kind of thought, okay, this is stupid. This is dangerous. I'm just going to turn around and jump off this wall because I'm not that high, not realizing that I had gotten up higher than I probably should have been. So when I came down, I actually broke my left wrist and my right ankle and ended up in another, you know, couple of casts for a while. And then I was fine until I was in my early 40s and I broke my ankle again and I broke the toe or the bone to my metatarsals on. Anyway.
Does osteoporosis ring a bell?
Well, you know, I've actually learned a lot about helping other people through just trying to fix my own body. So it's kind of given me some real personal insight.
So did that, was that an impetus for you to get into the business that you're in right now?
I didn't understand until after I had been into Pilates for quite a while, exactly what it was that I had done to my body. I got into the Pilates because I was uncomfortable, but I understand now looking back over the years that when I had like ended up in a non-walking cast for like 16 weeks and then I continued to exercise after that, if you have a misalignment in your body or you're out of balance, you tend to grind it down and tighten it up. And it's like if you take a spring or something and you just keep grinding it down on itself, something's going to give. I had a rib head that popped out. My hips were crooked. I had a twist in my spine. And I just never stood still because I was uncomfortable. So I was always stretching or pulling or doing something. And then I started doing massage and I was still moving again. And then I started having neck problems and voila, Pilates was presented to me and I've been moving forward ever since.
Well, we're going to take a commercial break, so stay tuned to the Savvy Woman Show, because when we get back from our commercial break, we'll talk more with Rachel Robertson, owner and instructor of Energy Within Pilates. So be sure to stay tuned and savvy up.
Hi there, my name is Laura McGee. I'm a mediator and a divorce coach. One of the aspects of my work is helping women rebuild their lives after divorce. So listen up, ladies. Some of you are really good at investing and handling financial matters. Others, well, maybe not so good. It doesn't really matter. Savvy Women Wealth Management wants you. Do you want to have fun while learning? Do you want to be in control of your finances, more educated, empowered, and confident? Then you need to be part of the Savvy Women Club. Never heard of the Savvy Women Club? Well, that's okay. That's why I'm here. I'm letting you in on a little secret. We're not the same as the guys. How we feel about money and investing, who we want to work with, sets us apart. The club takes place in a really cool, non-threatening, fun atmosphere. So I want you to check out their upcoming events at SavvyUp.com or call 760-692-5700 and ask about becoming a Savvy Women Club member. That's SavvyUp.com or 760-692-5700. So go ahead, ladies. Take charge of your life. And savvy up!
As Mr. Obvious might say, women and men are different. We are different all the way from the hormones we have flowing through our bodies to the way we process information. For years, the financial industry was very male-dominated and male-centric. It was run by men who educated other men in the style of the way men learn. But things have changed. Many women have now entered the financial arena, and many other women are looking to learn more about finances and investing. We at Savvy Women Wealth Management believe that the process of education should be tailored to the student. That's why we have developed two workshops, Savvy Women Invest on Purpose and Becoming a Seriously Savvy Woman. We believe these events are tailored more toward the way women learn. They are limited in size, so the atmosphere is a little more intimate, a little more inviting, and a lot more fun. If interested, check out our event schedule at SavvyUp.com or call us at 760-692-5700. That's SavvyUp.com or 760-692-5700. Savvy Up!
Welcome back to the Savvy Women Show with certified financial planner Catherine Magana and me, Steve Wolf. Before we continue with our interview with Rachel, we want to have a little fun with you. Since our attorneys at Savvy Women Wealth Management have advised us that we need to read a disclaimer on the air, we decided to have a little fun with it and make it into a little bit of a contest. I know you said that you're not much of a competitor, but we still are trying to do this. And we're going to time you while you read the disclaimer as quickly as you can, but people still have to be able to understand you. And right now, the guest with the fastest time, it came in at about 26 seconds. So that is the time to beat. And whenever you're ready, Rachel, go for it.
The opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional.
That was pretty good. 33 seconds was pretty good.
Not bad.
It's not easy to read some of these words here for the first time. So you did a good job. So we're talking to Rachel Robertson, and I know, Rachel, you told us that you're about 57 years old right now, and I have to tell the audience that you look like you're in great shape.
Thank you.
And I know you've been divorced, and you've been supporting yourself for a number of years, and there had to be a big transition from when you were married to now that you're divorced. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was pretty difficult. I had three children, three young boys, and I let them go live with their dad. I just kind of felt like I was terrified to have them on my own personally, or to be, you know. And then I let them live with their dad because I just kind of felt like boys really need to be influenced by men to become men. And then after we separated, my ex-husband ended up getting a job in Colorado. We had lived all over. We had lived in New Zealand, Toronto, started out in Buffalo. Grew up around there, and then we came out here, and then I let him move to Colorado with him. It was pretty devastating. I wouldn't want anybody to have to go through what I went through with that.
What was there? Was it devastating as far as financial for you too, or no?
No, it's like taking your heart out, throwing it on the ground, and then stomping on it.
Was it at that time where you really decided to do your own business, and did that kind of help evolve for you into this business, or?
I just kind of bumbled along, to be perfectly honest, yeah. Until I ended up where I am today. It's like I'm a hard worker. I will work myself right into the ground, you know, long hours, which I did many times. I was in massage school, and it, you know, after I learned Pilates, I had studied with Julian Littleford in Del Mar, who is now deceased, and I worked for him for like two and a half years, and then I went out on my own, and I just worked out of my home for probably 8 years, doing massage and Pilates. And
you told us that your home was not exactly a gigantic home.
No, it was not. It was a little two-bedroom apartment. So you walked in, and I had mirrors on the walls in the living room, and I had a couple of reformers and a trap table and a chair, and I did massage out of one bedroom, and I basically lived in the other bedroom, and I had a little, like, you know, galley kitchen.
It sounds like you did whatever you needed to do to create the income, and, it, you know, obviously it's...
I did. It was important.
Where you're at now, it's obviously evolved.
Yeah, I really worked hard at it. You know, I kept... In fact, in the beginning, I didn't even know how people came to me. It was Pilates. You didn't even... Nobody really knew what it was. We're talking, like, 1993. 94, 95, and then in 99, Moira Stott from Stott Pilates had contacted me about becoming an instructor trainer out here. But I worked out of my home, and it was very important for me to be able to fly out to Colorado and see my boys about every 8 or 9 weeks. I would fly out for like 5 days.
So you've been in the Pilates business then for over 20 years, so you have a lot of experience. And how are you different? Because obviously now you see all those, you know, companies that have opened in the last decade, and how would you say you're different from some of those other kind of Pilates instructors or companies that you see out there?
I think a lot of it is you have to work with many, many people, and just, you know, and I've studied with like five different modalities of Pilates, And I think the thing that really helped me a lot was actually teaching Pilates to other people. But when you see all of these bodies and movement, and somebody comes in and you do a few exercises with them and they feel great, and then somebody else comes in with basically the same problem and you do the same exercises, then they're like, oh my goodness, that hurt my back so bad. I mean, you learn how different everybody is.
So it's very personalized, and you mentioned that you have smaller classes.
It's very personalized. I do privates, or I have groups of up to like four people. Once in a while, five, but it's all about knowing your people's body. I mean, you can have the same exercise, and everybody might have to do it just a little bit different for what they have going on in their body.
Well, it's interesting. I came across one of your testimonials on your website, and one of the testimonials was, Rachel really cares that people do it right. And I thought that was pretty interesting, because it's not just doing the motions, it's doing it right. And I thought that was a real nice comment that they made.
I explain that to people a lot when they first come in. Like, I could just put them on the equipment and have them do the Pilates exercises, but you're just doing the exercises. What you need to learn is to, like, how to get into your foundation, because you can do the exercises or you can do the work. And the work is about strengthening your body from the inside out, getting your intrinsic muscles strong to hold your body up, to keep your bones where they belong, to eventually, hopefully, eliminate any pain that you have. I mean, I can help most people, but every now and then there are some people that come around that I just can't help them.
You know, we thought we'd have you on here today, Rachel, because, you know, as we said before, at the beginning of the year, everybody's gung-ho about getting in shape and doing exercises and that type of a thing. Do you find that you have more business in the beginning of the year, and does that wane as the year goes on?
I've been pretty stable for years. I have a base of clients that have been with me for a long time. Every now and then, the years have changed. It's not always the same, but I would say yes. Okay. I get an influx of people in January, but many of them stay for quite a while.
And you say, I know we talked a little bit about this, and you don't really use the machines so much, do you?
No, I use the machines quite a bit.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I do both. I start people, like my classes are like 55 minutes, and we do about 15 minutes of mat work, because I think the mat work is wonderful for teaching you how to be in your body, where your bones belong. You know, where does your shoulder girdle go? How do you connect with your rib cage? You know, how do you get those abs to really wrap around your spine? So it teaches you how to be in your body, and then you take it onto the equipment and you add the resistance so that you can strengthen.
And you're located in Encinitas, correct?
Leucadia. I'm actually in Leucadia.
In Leucadia?
On the corner of Leucadia Boulevard and 101.
Okay.
And if somebody wanted to attend one of your classes, or maybe what's a good way for them to reach out to you?
Probably call me or text me. They could email me.
You want to give that out, what's your number and website or whatever you have?
Okay, my website would be energywithin.com. That's energywithin.com. And my cell phone number is 760-212-3490.
So if somebody was thinking about perhaps doing Pilates, or really they've never done it before, is there anything that they should do to prepare before they show up, or is it just jump right in? And
they should just come in. Yeah. You know, I usually do three privates with people before I let them go into a group class. You don't have to really get ready for it. In fact, what I have to do a lot of the time is to re-educate them and to teach them to be in their body differently than what they have, how they have been in their body. A lot of times people have preconceived notions of where they should be or what they can do. But I find that when people start to actually change the way they move and connect, many times people can do exercises or things that they never thought that they would do.
So with the whole yoga movement in the last decade as well, do you think they complement each other, or do you kind of find, do you think they're completely different and they're just a different way of form of exercise, or what's your comment on that?
They're similar but different. Pilates is more about lengthening and strengthening at the same time. I have not done a lot of yoga. So, I mean, I've gone out and I've done classes, but I'm not much of a yoga person personally. Mm-hmm. I like to keep moving. Mm-hmm. I've heard people say they're the similar or the same. I find them very different. But I haven't done every kind of yoga that there is out there either.
Yeah, and I haven't done a lot of yoga, but I have done yoga and I've done Pilates. I do think to me, they're different as well. I don't see them being the exact same. I think you get different things out of. So,
I actually do a lot of golf.
Pilates would be great for your golf. I have a lot of golfers.
I'll bet. Well, you know, you said you had a lot of the older clientele. Why is that? Why not younger?
It just seems that once people have had some pain, they're more apt to want to slow down and get into their body a little bit different. I mean, I do have younger people, too, but the whole fitness industry is kind of crazy out there sometimes now. Like, I think that people are kind of grinding themselves down because they're over-exercising. I think a lot of people work way too heavy, especially, like I said before, if you have a little imbalance in your body and you work heavy, you almost kind of, like, twist yourself down. And I spend a lot of time opening people up. I don't think that people have to work really heavy. I think it's more important if you think about the movement in the joint. I don't really think about the belly, bulky part of the muscle. I think about the ligaments. I think about the joints. I think about the movement. Where, I mean, I've had some people come in and they just want to work nice and heavy or really heavy because they feel like they need to have this burn. And I just don't agree with that.
It's interesting because my wife was doing some weightlifting and she was taking some private sessions with a weightlifting coach, and he pretty much said the same thing. He was really interested in her technique much more so than anything else, saying if you do it right, you'll get the most out of it. If you do it wrong, you're going to get hurt.
Right.
So
I agree.
Yeah, that sounds like the same thing. So would you tell the people one more time as to where you're located and your phone number and how to get in touch with you?
I'm located at 914 North Coast Highway 101. That's on the corner of Leucadia Boulevard and Highway 101. My phone number is 760-212-3490. And my website would be energywithin.com.
Great. Well, we want to thank you for being on the show with us this afternoon. And once again, we have Rachel Robertson with us. And be sure to stay with us through the break, because when we come back, we'll talk to you about how we've helped other savvy women get comfortable with making investment decisions. So stay tuned and savvy up. Remember 1999? I do. I'm Catherine Magana from Savvy Woman Wealth Management. That was the year I started in the financial advice business. Let's see if you can guess when my partner, Steve Wolf, started. I'm your Venus. I'm your fire. Your desire.
Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire. Your desire.
Seems like yesterday, Catherine. The song was Venus, sung by Bananarama in 1986. We've gotten to know a lot of people over the years. Many of them have become clients and friends. We've gotten to know a lot of couples and tons of women.
That's right. And it's our job to know as much as we can about them in order to properly construct their financial plans. In many cases, we learn many intimate details about their lives.
It's been interesting to see the dynamics, especially between couples. Oftentimes, it's the woman who takes care of the bank book, but it's the man who makes all the investment decisions. And the wife tells us that that's okay because he is going to take care of things.
In all fairness, most of the husbands did a good job. But the problem is that women generally outlive the men. Plus, there's the potential for divorce, which could leave a woman on her own. We want her to be comfortable with investing. That's why we developed our Savvy Woman Invest on Purpose workshop. It's a place where women can get comfortable with investing in a fun, friendly environment.
You can sign up at SavvyUp.com or call us at 760-692-5700. And please understand, this first workshop is not an Investment 101 seminar. So sign up at SavvyUp.com.
No more than 10 women per workshop. So sign up now at SavvyUp.com or 760-692-5700 for the next Savvy Woman Invest on Purpose event. We know you're going to love it and really have fun. That's SavvyUp.com or 760-692-5700.
And you know, a lot of husbands are thrilled their wives are getting educated about investing. So whether you're married, widowed, or divorced, this is a great place to get started. We want you to get savvy, and while you're at it, really have a good time.
Savvy Up.
Because it's always a good time.
Welcome back to the Savvy Women Show with certified financial planner Catherine Magana and me, Steve Wolf of Savvy Women Wealth Management. Okay, we promised you that we'd be giving away a $50 gift certificate for one of the fine Vigilucci restaurants. So our number again is 760-692-5700. That's 760-692-5700. The first caller to call in and say Savvy Up will be the winner. That number is 760-692-5700. First caller in, and Sue says Savvy Up will win.
So I thought I'd take a few minutes to share with you why we do the Savvy Woman Show. The purpose of the show is to educate women about money, investing, and other financial related topics. It doesn't necessarily mean that you need to know every little detail about how to invest. Our purpose is to help you get started or to further your education about all types of financial related topics. We want to provide a platform that's fun, engaging, and easy to understand. We have our next Savvy Woman Invest on Purpose workshop coming up on Tuesday, January 27th at noon, and we still have a few spots available. So give us a call to RSVP, and that's at 760-692-5700, or you can sign up online at our SavvyUp.com site, and that's SavvyUp.com.
Yeah, and it's really easy. You know, just go online, and you can get there, and there's little directions as to what to do. Leave your name and some contact information. And for those of you who are wondering what these workshops are all about, well, really, they're just kind of fun little gatherings where women talk about their natural strengths as women and how these strengths might apply to managing money and investing. You know, we'll provide you with some tips, including how to find the right relationship with an investment advisor, which, of course, we think is pretty important. Somebody maybe who you can feel comfortable with, somebody who you can trust, and we really hope you can join us. So please sign up today by calling 760-692-5700, or you can also sign up by going to the Savvy Women Wealth Management website at SavvyUp.com, and that's SavvyUp.com.
Women are notorious for putting off important financial decisions, and as a result, they procrastinate until a crisis forces a change. This is why we at Savvy Women Wealth Management are advocates for educating women before a crisis occurs. So if you're divorced, widowed, or just someone who wants to take control of your life and your financial situation, we need to meet, and you deserve and should expect more. So we understand chemistry is extremely important in developing a relationship with an advisor. So that's why we suggest that we get to know you a little bit better. If you appreciate the information we've shared with you today or on some of our previous shows, then we encourage you to sign up for a free 30-minute appointment with us at our office. We'll provide the coffee, and together we'll create a conversation. This is your opportunity to evaluate us to determine if we can provide everything you want and expect from an advisor. And it's important to understand that this meeting is not about your money. It's about you, Steve, and me, and determining the kind of working relationship we can build together.
You know, it's really important, too. We've been doing this now for, what, about 21 or 22 weeks. It's been a while. And, you know, part of our purpose is to try to educate everybody, and not just women, but educate everybody. And we really want people to take advantage of what we do. So give us a call. Come on in and meet. It costs you nothing, and I think probably be well worth it.
So we've, over the last year, met with several different women that have come through, and we thought we'd share with you kind of some things that we've seen. Maybe this is something that you're going through, but perhaps we can share with you some things to avoid or things to look out for. And we had a woman that came through last year, and she went through divorce about a year ago, and she ended up with her home as part of the divorce settlement. And so with that home, there was a lot of equity in that house. However, she wasn't working and couldn't afford the house payment. And in the last few months, she ended up having to sell that home. And so here was an asset that, you know, obviously when you own a home and there's that emotional attachment and wanting the home, but in actuality, it ended up being that it wasn't the best asset for her. So that's why we think it's important. It's not really, you know, unfortunately, sometimes we meet with a lot of these female investors after they go through a divorce, but perhaps making sure that you can afford the home. And we know a house is such a big decision with dealing with families.
Would have been good if she could have come to us beforehand.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's what she thinks too.
Yeah. And then speaking of which, beforehand, there's time. We actually just met with a woman that came through about 2 months ago, and she hasn't decided if she's going to go through her divorce yet. I mean, she's came in and basically, you know, contemplating what she should do. I mean, she's torn, and she's never written a check. She doesn't has no idea what's in the finances. And, you know, we're trying to educate and help her. Obviously, we're not going to make that decision for her, but at least financially we could share where, you know, give her some tips and things to think about. So it's really all different types of women that are out there. And, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of different situations.
But, you know, that is such a common occurrence. And that's one of the reasons that we started Savvy Women Wealth Management. Because it seemed to us, and through our experience of many, many years, you know, for those of you who don't know, and I've been in this business almost 30 years now, and Catherine, you've been in for?
About 15 and a half.
About 15, so 15 or 16 years. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the women who come through, for the most part, are the ones who don't do the investing. Mm-hmm. And they don't make those decisions, and usually it's the husband that does. So this is really important to us.
Yeah, I think we were just sharing, there was another woman that came through, and she now, she's doing budgeting, she's doing her plan, looking at investments, but then when we look at lifestyle, she doesn't want to change the lifestyle. So here, you know, we're trying to work through some things, and financially, you know, you have to make changes, unfortunately. You can't live the same lifestyle for the most part that you're used to, and it's having that awareness, and that's part of, you know, our job is to make sure, look, where are you spending the money? What's coming in and what's going out? And because a lot of times, you know, some of these female investors don't know.
And it's important to do some due diligence on advisors. It's one of the things that we talk about in our workshops and our seminars, you know, talking about how do you pick a financial advisor. But once you pick someone and once you have a relationship, you really have to trust that person or people are acting in your best interest. Now, obviously, there's always bad apples everywhere. But once you found someone who you can trust, listen to what they say. You know, don't just think that they're doing this, they're giving you advice with nothing behind it.
Yeah, and I think trust is obviously something that happens over time. And obviously, you know, for us as advisors, we are trying to do the best thing, and we have a fiduciary responsibility to our clients. And, you know, there was also another client of ours that came through that she just wasn't ready to make a decision. She knew she shouldn't be keeping her money in cash, and she just wasn't emotionally ready to make any financial decisions. So it's just, we understand that there's a lot of moving parts, and sometimes it's not just the money. It's, gosh, my whole life is changing, or there's kids that are involved. So, you know, I think it's, you know, we do have the patience of holding your hand and walking you through. And, you know, but we also want to make sure that you're not making, you know, decisions that aren't in your best interest, too. So, you know, that being said, in addition to dealing with some different divorced women, there are also women that are widowed. And there's a survey that was completed by the Women's Institute for Secure Retirement and funded by the American Council of Life Insurers. And amongst that survey, the findings were that 50% lost at least 50% of their income when their husbands died. And 40% of widows with $50,000 to $100,000 in savings and investments didn't have an emergency fund prior to their spouse's death. And then also 26% of the widows whose husbands were responsible for their financial planning had to move to less expensive housing. So obviously it's not just going through divorce. There's times where a lot of women that become widowed and are forced into looking at their retirement and investments.
Yes, and unfortunately, you know, you never know when, in most cases, you don't know when people are going to die. And I know I was just doing some continuing education work on Social Security, and it's amazing how many different strategies you can use for Social Security. And those are some of the things that we talk about when you come in and do the financial plans.
Yeah, absolutely. Social Security maximization is a big part of retirement planning, at least for those that are retiring right now. And there's different scenarios and ways to make sure that you're getting the most for your the most value. And obviously it depends on if you're still working or not, but there's a lot of different variables. It's not straightforward. So I thought we'd take a few minutes and kind of talk to you a little bit about some things, or five things you should be doing, women like to do who love their children. And these are just some kind of things to think about as we're in the new year.
Do we also have five things to do when people don't love their kids?
I think all people love their kids. So, and this is something that gets overlooked, unfortunately, is writing your will or also revisiting your will. I think, you know, even for when my husband and I had our kids, we went and revisited our will to add them in. That's one thing. The other is to select an executor, somebody that would be willing to handle the taxes and distribution. And that's such a really, it's a really big responsibility, I know.
And many times it's not necessarily a person in the family who's the best person to be an executor. I happen to have been the executor of my parents' estate. And it's not easy sometimes when you have siblings and you're trying to do what is the right thing.
Yeah, and it's amazing how many times we've seen just unfortunately executors trying to do what's based on the trust and the other beneficiaries aren't happy. So it is important to pick the right person or outside institution. The next thing is consider a trust. And that's kind of one of the things that I'm kind of surprised that we come across this more often than not, that a lot of people don't have a trust or they haven't reviewed their trust in a long time. So that's kind of one area that I think to make sure you're protecting the assets and making sure they go where you intend them to go.
And we do work with some attorneys who we believe are very competent. So if somebody needs, you know, referrals or things like that, they can certainly ask us.
And then the other thing is perhaps passing some assets now. There might be some ways of doing some gifting that would help not only you being there to see them enjoy the benefits, but also from tax benefits. But that's a case-by-case basis. And then lastly, assigning a power of attorney. This can be for your health, future, and financial life. Obviously, there's a lot of things that can happen, and making sure you have those powers of attorney up to date and in place. And those are just some kind of things to think about as we're in the new year. And I think in general, a lot of people either already have these in place or can revisit what they have.
And you know what? If you don't love your kid, just spend it all and don't worry about it.
So we'll be back after a short break, but don't go away, because when we return, we're going to give you 5 tips for a happy financial new year. You don't want to miss that, so please stay tuned and savvy up.
You're a successful woman. You have a great job. Perhaps you're married. You're probably putting money into a retirement plan like a 401k or IRA. You have an investment account that you have on autopilot. Your monthly statements pile up in the corner and get put into a computer file never to be seen again, except maybe around tax time. If this describes you, then it's time to take a second look at what's going on with your investments. Bring that pile of stuff that includes your investment statements, your retirement plan info, your tax returns, and the rest of your financial information, and let us at Savvy Women Wealth Management take a second look at it. With a certified financial planner and many years of experience under our belts, we can take an objective look at how you're situated as far as your financial goals are concerned. We know that all of us spend hours and hours planning our vacations. Let's take as much time to plan our future wealth. Look us up at SavvyUp.com. That's SavvyUp.com. Or give us a call at 760-692-5700 and set up a 30-minute consultation. Savvy Up!
A man named George Adair uttered the following quote, "Everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear." Wow, how powerful are those words?
We've all experienced the fear of the unknown. For some, it's easy to conquer, but for many, fear can be debilitating. We at Savvy Woman Wealth Management have witnessed many women who knew they needed to learn about financial matters, but were honestly afraid they would not be able to understand it, so they never started.
They just kept putting it off, and then one day, they were alone. No husband, no significant other. That's when the panic sunk in.
If that sounds like you, it's time to take control. Investing is not rocket science. Start your journey by looking us up at SavvyUp.com. Sign up for one of our next events. Our goal is to enlighten and empower women of all ages.
We believe in education, planning, and the discipline to stick with the plan. Let us show you how. Visit SavvyUp.com to learn more. That's SavvyUp.com. If you take the first step, we'll help you finish the race. Savvy up. Welcome back. Here are a few of the most common New Year's resolutions we hear every year on the Savvy. I've got to do this again. All right. Try again. All right. Welcome back to the Savvy Women Show with certified financial planner Catherine Magana and me, Steve Wolf. So here's a few of the more common New Year's resolutions we hear every year. You know, we're all going to eat healthier food. We're going to exercise more, lose weight, improve time management, read more books, et cetera, et cetera. That list goes on and on.
The truth is that most people fail to turn their New Year's resolutions into reality. Here are a few ways to make sure you follow through with your New Year's resolutions. One is identify your willingness to change. Two is believe you can do it. Visualize yourself accomplishing your goals. And three is anticipate setbacks and learn from them. And four is keep track of your success. And this will help to make sure that your New Year's resolutions will come into reality.
At least from a financial standpoint.
True.
So talk a little bit about where do we end up in the marketplace this year?
So we ended up positive for the year. The Dow Jones ended up as of December 31st, up 7.52%. And the S&P 500 ended up at 11.39%. So after all the volatility we saw last year, we ended up on a positive note. And obviously, we can't predict what's going to happen this year. But, we're looking forward to hopefully another positive year.
Right. And, we talked about our client experiences. And, people are all different. And we have had a pretty good year. But then there's always some people who are saying to us, why haven't I made more money? The markets are going up and up and up. Well, first of all, this year, the Dow, I think, barely made it. Do you have that exact number?
Yeah, the Dow was up 7.52% for the year.
Yeah. So, that's not necessarily an out-of-the-park number. It's a good number, but it's not something that's unusual. And because we are diversified, and we tell people to be diversified, you have to have those expectations in the right place.
Yeah. So, for example, the Russell 2000, which is more of your small caps, that was up about 3.53%. So that was a pretty volatile year for
small caps. And if you're investing in oil or if you're investing in the emerging markets or even in Europe, you lost money. So you want to have all these things in your portfolio and just know that over time, some of them are going to do well, some of them aren't going to do well, but over time, they'll do fine. And just have a little faith in the system.
So we thought we'd talk to you a little bit about having a happy financial new year. We know that a lot of you had a lot of different holidays. And
does that include alcohol?
We should include alcohol.
Okay.
And so we obviously want to help you become financially fit as well. So a few things to think about as we are the foundation for 2015 would be, number one, handle credit cards with care. So probably some of you did some spending around the holidays, and you'll be seeing your credit card bills come in. For the most part, a lot of our clients don't carry a lot of credit card debt. We see them paying that off. But I'm sure several of you will be shocked if you didn't have a budget in place before you did your spending. So make sure that you're paying down those credit cards and make a resolution to maybe perhaps start budgeting now and looking at how much you're going to be spending for next year.
I always wonder why people are shocked when they get their bill. It's like, did they not know that they were spending money?
Yeah. I actually I'm a little neurotic. I budget every, or before the holidays, I have a spreadsheet and I put how much I'm spending on each person. And for me personally, I have to have an idea of what am I spending. But, for some people I know that just go out and spend free for all. And I think at the end,
I guess I wasn't in your budget this year.
You've received some candy for me, didn't you? You forgot. So, next thing would be to check your credit score and your credit report. That's obviously something you get access to on an annual basis for free, but there's some other agencies out there that you could visit to help you get your credit report. One of those is the annualcreditreport.com. Or you could call 877-322-8228, and that will help to make sure that you're reviewing your credit and make sure that it's accurate and there's nothing on there that needs to be fixed.
What was that phone number again?
That was 877-322-8228.
All right. I've got it in my cell phone right now.
Okay. Okay. Next is don't leave money on the table. Save the max into your 401k. So for 2015, the contribution limits did increase. So now you can put $18,000 away in your 401k. And if you're over the age 50, you can do a catch up and you can put $24,000 away in your 401k. So you want to make sure you go in and make those adjustments with your employer if you haven't already, because obviously you want to go ahead and put the maximum amount away that you can. And then looking at IRA and Roth IRA contributions for 2015, well, they're the same as they were in 2014. There was no increase, but those contribution limits are $5,500 or $6,500 is the catch-up if you're over the age 50.
We can't stress enough, too, that if your employer matches what you put into an IRA or 401k or any plan that you have, you must take advantage of that. To me, that is free money. You know, and so many people, they don't take advantage of it. And I can never understand that.
I agree. So the other thing to look at is looking at college saving plans and take advantage of those if it makes sense, or if you have a family or grandkids or kids. The contribution limits for the 529 plans are you can contribute $14,000 if you're single, or $28,000. And then you can also do the lump sum of 5 years. So in 1 year, you can actually do a total of $70,000 if you're single, or $140,000 if you're married. But if you're looking to make the $14,000 contribution and not incur any gift tax, then you would do the $14,000 or $28,000 if you're married.
Right. You can't do more than that, or the gift tax comes into play.
Correct.
And I don't know what the exact – do you know what the exact percentage is on gift tax? Is it 50%? It's a lot.
Gift tax, let's see if I have – gift tax is 40% right now.
Yeah, 40%. So you don't want to do – you don't want to get into that situation.
Correct. Okay, next is start a rainy day fund. So we do suggest you have an emergency fund set aside, so that usually it's 3 to 6 months, 3 months if you have consistent income coming in, and 6 months if you're in sales or you have an income that's not consistent. So you want to make sure you're putting money aside as an emergency fund, and we definitely think that's something that's important.
And a little bit adds up to a lot. You know, people say, well, I just can't afford it. Even if you can just put $10 or $15 or $20 a week away, you know, at the end of a year, you'll have some money, and money for gifts and things like that. So maybe you don't have to go into the credit card debt, which at 19% is almost usurious.
Yeah, it's amazing. And sometimes those credit cards do those teasers, which, you know, I think gets a lot of people thinking, oh, I'm not paying anything, paying 0%. And in actuality, it doesn't, you know, it catches up to you later.
Right. Unless you're paying it off every month, it's not such a great idea, because at some point it goes back to that whatever percent it is, but it's usually 12, 13, 15, 19%.
So the another number to think about for 2015 is the estate tax. The estate tax valuations went up from 2014, so now it's $5,430,000 in 2015. So that's the minimum, that's the estate and gift and GTS exclusion amount. So just make sure you talk with your attorneys or estate planning attorneys, but just want to make sure you were aware that did go up.
Right, and we are not estate planning attorneys,
no.
Even though we play them on TV.
So we thought we'd talk to you a little bit about kind of maybe investing, for things to think about for this year with regards to investing. We kind of touched on it a little bit, but or Steve did, was, you know, really looking at, you know, diversifying your portfolio. I think that's one of the main things when you look at investments is, am I diversified and can I handle any market volatility or even interest rate risk? So I think being diversified is one of our main things in dealing with clients, and something that we hold true to.
Right. I mean, you know, you can probably get very wealthy if you are not diversified, but the other side of that is you can lose a lot. So we like to be diversified. So how about the quote of the week?
Sure. Okay, so this week we have Walt Disney, and from him it's, all of our dreams can come true if we have enough courage to pursue them.
All of our dreams can come true when you wish upon a star. Okay. Well, we've come to the end of another wonderful and interesting show. And we want to wish everybody a happy new year and hope that 2015 is a great year for you. And thanks for listening to us. And as always, please know our mission is to entertain, enlighten, educate, energize, and always remember, knowledge is power. For successful investing, never stop learning, and savvy up!
Hi there, my name is Laura McGee. I'm a mediator and a divorce coach. One of the aspects of my work is helping women rebuild their lives after divorce. So listen up, ladies. Some of you are really good at investing and handling financial matters. Others, well, maybe not so good. It doesn't really matter. Savvy Women Wealth Management wants you. Do you want to have fun while learning? Do you want to be in control of your finances, more educated, empowered, and confident? Then you need to be part of the Savvy Women Club. Never heard of the Savvy Women Club? Well, that's okay. That's why I'm here. I'm letting you in on a little secret. We're not the same as the guys. How we feel about money and investing, who we want to work with, sets us apart. The club takes place in a really cool, non-threatening, fun atmosphere. So I want you to check out their upcoming events at savvyup.com or call 760 760- 602-692-5700 and ask about becoming a Savvy Women Club member. That's savvyup.com or 760-692-5700. So go ahead, ladies, take charge of your life and savvy up!
As Mr. Obvious might say, women and men are different. We are different all the way from the hormones we have flowing through our bodies to the way we process information. For years, the financial industry was very male-dominated and male-centric. It was run by men who educated other men in the style of the way men learn. But things have changed. Many women have now entered the financial arena, and many other women are looking to learn more about finances and investing. We at Savvy Women Wealth Management believe that the process of education should be tailored to the student. That's why we have developed two workshops, Savvy Women Invest on Purpose and Becoming a Seriously Savvy Woman. We believe these events are tailored more toward the way women learn. They are limited in size, so the atmosphere is a little more intimate, a little more inviting, and a lot more fun. If interested, check out our event schedule at SavvyUp.com or call us at 760-692-5700. That's SavvyUp.com or 760-692-5700. Savvy Up!